This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Luisa Fernandez. Date of birth, June 11, 1969. Case ID number is 3630683. Date of exam, October the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley Clinic, dated 8/15/2023, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/6/23. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old single female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, comma, pain in the hips, comma, elbows, comma, wrist, comma, knees, comma, and degenerative joint disease, comma, hypertension, comma, lumbar spine pain secondary to degenerative disc disease, and cubital carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked as a retail salesperson for 20 years doing cashier work. She also worked for 1 year as a tutor. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her boyfriend and states that when she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She is presently not receiving disability benefits and has come from Michigan, where she has been here in the Valley for approximately 2 years. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, pain in the hips, comma, elbows, comma, wrists, comma, knees, comma, and history of degenerative joint disease. Number three, hypertension. Number four, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to degenerative disc disease. And number five, cubital carpal tunnel syndrome. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2021, she started to have symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 10 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does have numbness and tingliness of her hands and feet. She does not check her blood glucose at all and is presently on metformin 500 milligrams BID. She does not know what her last blood glucose levels have been, but her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.9%, which indicates that she is very well controlled. Allegation number two, pain in the hips, comma, elbows, comma, wrist, comma, knees, comma, and degenerative joint disease. The claimant states that in 2006, she started to develop pain in her elbows, wrist, hips, knee area, and was told that she had degenerative joint disease. She also suffers from carpal tunnel syndrome and cubital tunnel syndrome as well. No x-rays. X-rays were performed. However, no treatment has been given. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She's unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices and does a lot of artwork. She states that she does also some sitting down exercises as well. She is presently on no medication for pain at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2021, she started to develop symptoms of mild chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and frontal headaches, along with mild blurred vision. She denies any myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accidents and no problems with her kidneys at this time. Her blood pressure at this visit was very high. The first reading was 184 over 124 mmHg. The second reading was 189 over 113 mmHg, which is very high. She states that she has not taken her medication secondary to lack of funds. She is presently on eloptepine 5 milligrams POQD and losartan hydrochlorothiazide 100 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD. She was told to follow up with her physician or the emergency room to see about getting some treatment for her blood pressure. Allegation number four, lumbar sacral spine pain secondary to degenerative disc disease. The claimant states that in 1987, she fell on some stairs, and also during her pregnancy, she developed preeclampsia and eclampsia and started to have pain in her back area. She states the character of the pain was a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that would radiate down both legs. She denies any surgeries or injections given for her condition and was also told that she had scoliosis. The claimant limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. She says that she likes to read a lot. She has presently not seen a medical doctor, chiropractor, but did receive 5 weeks of therapy back in 1987 for her back pain. She is presently taking no medications for pain. She was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease and back and neck pain. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. She states that it also in 2006 that she fell on some stairs, which aggravated her condition at that time. Allegation number five, cubital carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant states that in 2006, she started to develop tingliness and numbness in her hands. She did not, no medications or surgeries were performed. She states that she was working in a factory and developed carpal tunnel syndrome and cubital tunnel syndrome, secondary to overuse syndrome. Bilateral tenels and Phalen's tests were negative at that time and are negative today as well. There was no atrophy of the thenar or forearms, and no further treatment was given for her condition. She does appear to have some mild signs of carpal tunnel syndrome, but does not appear to be affecting her much at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 64 from a heart failure, diabetes mellitus, and alcohol abuse. The mother died at the age of 74 from rheumatoid arthritis and hypertension. Medications. The claimant is presently on no medications, but was placed on cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams QD, amlodipine 5 milligrams QD, fluoxetine 20 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, metformin ER 500 milligrams BID, losartan / hydrochlorothiazide 100 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD. Major surgery, C-section in 1987, cholecystectomy in 2003, Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 15 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant is presently on CBD and states that she used it on October the 2nd, 2023, which was yesterday. She denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Temperature is 97. Physical exam. Temperature is 97.5. Weight 212 pounds. Height 5 feet 2 and 3 fourths inches tall. BP was 184 over 124 mmHg. Second reading was 189 over 113 mmHg. Heart rate 83 beats per minute. Respiration 16 respirations per minute. BMI 38. General, this is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination and appeared to be somewhat agitated. Can you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70, and binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and mildly distended on palpation. The claimant had normal active bowel sounds, which were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. The claimant was morbidly obese, and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over her body. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. Could you drop down? And the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities where abduction and forward elevation was at 120. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position were 90 degrees for the sitting position bilaterally and 10 degrees for the supine position bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant is able to flex at 110 degrees bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength is plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays. Of the pelvis, no acute abnormality detected. X-rays of the right hip, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with mild difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus type 2, not being treated at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.9%, which is very well controlled. Number two, pain in her hips, elbows, wrists, knees, and degenerative joint disease, not confirmed with physical examination. X-rays were negative. Number three, hypertension, being treated at this time, but not taking her medication, secondary to lack of funds. Blood pressure readings were very high. Blood pressure reading was 184 over 124 mmHg. She was told to follow up with her physician or to the emergency to see about getting some kind of treatment. Allegation number four, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to degenerative disc disease. Normal physical exam at this time, and x-rays are negative. Number five, cubital carpal tunnel syndrome, not confirmed with medical records, appears to be mild medium nerve entrapment. She was diagnosed with cubital tunnel syndrome as well as carpal tunnel syndrome. Her condition is stable at this time, and she has good grip strength at plus 4 over 5. No atrophy of the thinner or forearms was identified. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Luisa Rebecca Fernandez.